I remember an old poster from my college days that asked, "What would happen if they gave a war and nobody came?" That's kind of what happened Saturday in Washington, D.C. Capitol Police, who survived the battle on January 6th, were prepared for a second round. But this time, nobody came. Sadly, I fear it was a reprieve, not a reversal of what's been a disturbing trend. During debate earlier this year on a bill that would have prohibited protest outside of private residence, members of the New Mexico legislature talked about the threats they have faced. Representative Michaela Cadena said she stayed in Mesilla during the session to avoid, quote, folks who would potentially try to follow me out of the building. When he stepped down as Secretary of the Department for Workforce Solutions in April, Bill McCamley said that not only had he received threatening letters, but so had his mother. A study by the Brennan Center found that 1 in 3 election officials feel unsafe because of their job, and 1 in 5 consider death threats to be a job-related concern. Closer to home, Secretary of State Maggie Louise Oliver told the Albuquerque Journal that she left home for weeks after the 2020 election to escape the threats. Doniana County Clerk Amanda Lopez-Askin said she faced racist attacks, but her greatest concern was for the safety of poll workers. The level of cynicism among those trying to sow distrust in our elections was probably best demonstrated by Larry Elder, a candidate seeking to recall the governor of California, who posted a complaint 2 days before the election, explaining that the only reason he lost was because of massive voter fraud. Our system for conducting elections isn't perfect, and we should continue working to improve it. But the spate of new election laws being passed by state legislators throughout the country appear to be designed more to feed the cynicism and distrust rather than to address legitimate concerns. More troubling, some make it easier to overturn the will of the voters. As for continuing to improve the process, there is one change that I think would help. Make the top election official an appointed professional with credentials specific to the job, rather than just another political office. When Republican Diana Duran was the Secretary of State, we had very different policies and priorities for conducting our elections than we do now. Those policies were either embraced or rejected by county clerks based on their political affiliations. We have it set up where you can be a pitcher and umpire in the same game. A better system would turn administration over to professionals, whose only concern would be a fair, secure, and accessible election. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.